Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 volunteer Mark Gangler reporting. United began the distribution process of the new FAOM yesterday, Monday, November 21st, 2011. The new manual is scheduled to become effective on November 30th, 2011. The effective date is tied to the date United expects to receive their single operating certificate. The new FAOM are available at your local domicile from now through December 15th, 2011. The FAOM packet includes the new required FAOM binder, the FAOM contents and tabs, the announcement book, and the FAIM supplement. Also with the new FAOM, you will receive bulletin number 1 that has the effective date of November 30th, 2011. This includes some last-minute policy and procedural changes. To be in compliance, you must have the new FAOM completed by 23:59 on November 29th or prior to reporting for duty for your first assignment after this date. Flight attendants with trips that depart before November 30th and continue through November 30th are required to carry both FAOMs. If you are on reserve for December and your first day of availability is after November 30th, you must be in possession of your new assembled FAOM prior to a potential 5 a.m. assignment on your first day of availability. With all the changes happening throughout this merger, your AFA MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee continues to express concern over the time allotted to become compliant and the lack of training provided. We will continue to advocate with that the company assist in making the transition as smooth as possible for flight attendants. However, we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the layout and new procedures in the FAOM and direct any questions and concerns to your local domicile supervisor. United's annual benefits open enrollment for 2012 will close on November 29th, 2011 at 23:59. We encourage you to review the information mailed from United to your home and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. United's Your Benefits Resources is easily accessed through the useful websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Airlines Benefits Center with questions regarding enrolling or using Your Benefits Resources for your 2012 benefits at 1-800-651-1007. The MEC Benefits Committee has identified a problem with long-term disability insurance costs as listed in the open enrollment. In response to our challenge, the company has confirmed there is an error in the information contained in the open enrollment packet. There will be no change to the LTD premiums for 2012. These rates will be the same as they were for 2011. Our members have also made AFA aware on a number of other issues with the benefits enrollment process. We have alerted United to these problems, and they have informed us that they have been fixed. If you encounter any issues or problems while going through the open enrollment process, immediately contact the United Airlines Benefits Center in the U.S. at 1-800-651-1007. If you are an international caller, call 1-646-254-3463. In the United Kingdom, 0-800-028-5392. In Germany, 0-800-000-4878. In Japan, 012-067-9100. And in Hong Kong, 3-002-9795. If your problem is still unresolved after contacting the United Airlines Business Center, please notify our AFA MEC Benefits Committee. You may email either insurance@unitedafa.org or retirement@unitedafa.org to report any issues you may experience with the Benefits Center. Secondary vacation bidding for 2012 will close at 8:30 this Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. Bids will be posted by 8:30 on November 28th. All times are local domicile time. The next phase of vacation bidding, phase three or tertiary, will open on December 1st, 2011, and will close on December 7th, 2011. On our website, you will find our annual vacation article, should require assistance in bidding for your vacation. On Friday, the MEC Negotiating Committee concluded our third session of expedited mediation. Issues that were discussed include reserve assignments, special reserve legalities, schedule trading, penalty pay, and management's proposal for reserve movable days off, legal rest minimums, and flight time and bid line limitations. The next expedited mediation session has been scheduled for November 28th through 30th in Washington, D.C. The agenda includes the major issues that are currently on the negotiating table, in addition to our proposal on RIGs, assignment of open IDs, and 401k. We expect management will present counter proposals on reserve, RIGs 8 and 24 and 30 and 7, as well as a proposal related to increasing maximum duty time for domestic and Hawaii flying. More information regarding the expedited mediation process can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network fan newsletter on our website. Facebook and other social media can be a great place for entertainment and connecting with other people. They are not places for official information regarding negotiations or what is going on with the company. Why? Because anyone can post without having to be accurate or accountable for their statements or the consequences. There is always some publication being circulated that claim to have all the information when it comes to flight attendant issues. The information may seem informative, however, it is speculative at best and mostly counterproductive, especially at this critical time during our expedited mediation. The timing of this sudden increase in online rumors is no accident. As we warned you at the beginning of our negotiations, and again last week, management will continually try to plant rumors, often presented as firsthand knowledge from someone who knows. Do not be manipulated by anyone who plants seeds of doubt, including online sources. Do not allow our flying partners to be sucked into the tabloid version of our negotiations. Even well-intentioned flight attendants who heard from a friend may inadvertently create dynamics that hinder our negotiations focus. There are many good sources of information directly from people who are involved in our negotiations and share your same interests. Please share this list of resources and the accurate information found at the source. The AFA website, unitedafa.org, has dedicated resources about our negotiations and expedited mediation. The fan update includes information directly from the negotiating committee each week. We encourage everyone to sign up online or write engagemembers@unitedafa.org with your name, file number, and email address requesting to receive the fan update. Negotiations in You is a quarterly update of our negotiations mailed directly to your home. You should have received the newest edition last week that highlighted the expedited mediation process. All of the negotiations and new updates are also available online. Sign up for E-Lines, a twice-a-week source of flight attendant information. Sign up for your local council newsletter, information dedicated to your local needs, and listen to the bi-weekly industry editorial by retired United flight attendant Jerry Butts. We would challenge you to find any union who shares more information about the negotiations process with their members than AFA. Well, that's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.